700 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 37 degrees at 722. Paige Hardison is an etiquette expert. She's a Fox News radio expert, and she's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Paige. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, when it comes to regifting, this topic came up in my house yesterday. I received a nice gift from someone. It was really nice, something I'd like to keep, but something I don't necessarily need. And my wife said, well, we got a rally with a birthday coming up, and they would love that. And I said, well, yeah, but that doesn't seem to be like the right thing to do. Let's talk about re-gifting. Where would you stand on that?
Well, I definitely think that your wife is always right, which is always a good rule to go by. But I definitely think that re-gifting is totally acceptable. It can be a little tacky sometimes, but I especially think in this economy, it's definitely okay to do. But you just have to be, you know, honest and tasteful how you do it.
All right. How can we be honest and tasteful about regifting?
I would definitely stay away from things that have been used. A lot of people get regifting, mixed up with hand-me-downs. Regifts are never something that you should have used. It always should be, new and not used. And definitely don't use anything that you don't think the person would really like. It's kind of weird when you get something that you really can't even use, and it's just, that the other person's just giving it away because they really don't want it.
When it comes to re-gifting through the family, is there a rule with that? If you get something, say, from a brother and you give it to an in-law or whatever, is that proper?
I would kind of avoid in the same circles. You never know when it might show up again, unless you tell them, oh my goodness, I got this, and I don't think I would use it, but it would be great for you, unless you tell them. If you don't tell them, it looks a little bit shady, like, oh, I really didn't want it, so I'm going to pass it off.
I thought there was an interesting survey that I saw on eBay's free classified website. It found that 59% of customers actually keep on wanted gifts they've received during the holiday season instead of re-gifting those. Do you see that as a trend that may change?
I don't think so. I think re-gifting is still a little bit taboo, and especially people are probably more prone just to keep it than really re-gifting it. But I wish it would change, because if you think about it, if it just sits there, it's not getting any use, and if it's an acceptable gift, you might want to give something to someone that you wouldn't necessarily have given a gift for. So it can be a good thing.
All right. Finally, when we talk about re-gifting, should we tell people that we've re-gifted, or just pass it along and leave it alone?
It definitely depends. If you're doing it within the same circle, like the family, I would say I would mention it, just because if it comes up again or someone sees something in a photo, they're going to be like, oh gosh, I guess she didn't like it, and their feelings will get hurt. But if another friend that you know is not going to talk to a relative that gave you that gift, then you're definitely safe to re-gift.
All right. Wonder if you get something and you don't like it, and the person who gave it to you asks you what you think. Should you just say, "Oh, that was just great"? Should you lie, or should you be honest?
I don't think I would lie, but I don't think I would be honest. I would probably ride the fence on that one and just say, "Oh, it was so great. Thanks so much." But don't embellish. Say thank you for the gift, but maybe not go on and on about it, because if you are too excited about it, they'll probably get a heads up that you're fibbing.
All right. Now, I know this doesn't happen enough with my kids, but I'm right here and now, since I got you here, Paige, I want to change the way we deal with this. When our kids get gifts, especially during Christmas, I mean, we know during birthday we have them send a thank yous back, thanks for coming to the party. But for Christmas, should we do the same thing?
Oh, no. Thank you gifts are not, I'm sorry, thank you notes are not a standard for Christmas. There's too many. If it's something especially nice and you feel prone to saying thank you, that's more than acceptable, but no. Birthdays, yes, but I would say you don't have to write a thank you note for a Christmas gift.
All right. Fox News Radio etiquette expert Paige Hardison has been with us this morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
You too. Happy holidays.
Awesome.